Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Every business, no matter its size or industry, rests on an unspoken contract, a promise. When customers walk through the door, they place trust in a company's words, policies, and people. Whether it's the pledge in a mission statement, the guarantee printed on a sign, or the simple assurance from an associate that I'll be right with you, these commitments form the foundation of the relationship between business and customer. And of course, when these promises are broken, the fallout extends far beyond a single sale. It erodes trust, damages reputation, and even undermines investor confidence. Take my recent visit to the local bike store. The associate looked up and said warmly, "Be right with you. Perfect start." But then 5 minutes passed, and then 10. And by the 23-minute mark, I was wondering if "be right with you" actually meant please age gracefully while you wait. The friendliness of the greeting was completely undone by the reality of being just left in limbo. Now, the same store also had a sign that said, quote, "If your bike isn't serviced within 24 hours, we'll provide a loaner bike," end quote. Great idea, right? Except when I asked, the associate casually shrugged, "Yeah, we don't do that." It's hard to trust a promise when the people delivering it don't believe in it themselves. Or consider the grocery store where my wife had the pleasure of being completely ignored at checkout while the clerk animatedly recapped a TV show with their colleague, even though the clerk's badge read, quote, "Putting customers first since 1923, end quote. Customers don't mind employees having lives, hobbies, and even Netflix binges, just maybe not during that one moment that they actually need service. As customers, we don't need a play-by-play of last night's drama. We just want to pay for the milk before it curdles. These moments may seem small, but they're really part of a larger problem, a pattern that I see within human behavior. Many businesses stumble when they promise one thing but deliver another. Think about airlines. They promote on-time reliability, while passengers seem to spend more time stranded in terminals than at their destinations. Banks boast personalized service, but have you noticed they funnel us every question into a maze of phone trees? And retailers declare customer-first values but bury return policies under more exceptions than a tax code. The problem isn't just inconvenience, it's the betrayal of trust. Customers don't simply buy products, they buy into the promise that what a company says it will do, it will. At its core, I often think that business is really no more complicated than one group of people, a company, making a promise to another group of people, its customers. And then another group of people called investors, they're part of this web of trust as well, because they put their money behind the belief that the company will keep its word and deliver consistent value to the customers. When associates ignore customers, when signs make false guarantees, or when mission statements become just wall art, that chain of trust erodes and then eventually breaks. Customers walk away, reputations falter, and investors eventually lose faith. There's a simple truth here, I think, that integrity is like air. You don't notice it when it's present, but you sure feel it when it's gone. And the good news is that honouring promises doesn't require magic. It requires consistency and really getting back to basic human fundamentals. Number one, mean what you say. If the sign says 24-hour guarantee, it should mean exactly that, not only if we feel like it. Number two, train for awareness. Associates should recognise that small interactions, what in the hotel industry we used to call TNTs, tiny noticeable things, you know, eye contact, attentiveness, following through, they matter just as much as these big policies. And then every individual, number three, to live the mission. If customer first, for example, is the motto, I need to prove that in every interaction I have with another human being that we call a customer. And in summary, I think broken promises in business are more than customer service slip-ups. They're breaches of trust. And trust, once lost, is really tough to win back, isn't it? Every long wait after the be right with you, every ignored customer, every guarantee that's quietly abandoned, chips away at the bond between a company and the people it serves. So here's the reminder, really, for all of us, I think, that when a business makes a promise, it should keep it. Because at the end of the day, customers don't expect perfection. They just expect honesty and attention and maybe a checkout line that doesn't feel in like a cliffhanger episode. And after all, wouldn't you think it's true that business isn't just about transactions? It's really about relationships. And like any good relationship, it thrives on and builds on keeping promises.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.